Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Matt Bookmeyer, who I got to know. He's from here, St. Thomas, and the Canadian Football League. He's been executive in. He's seen all kinds of things. Now he's part of the new USFL, which is christening itself with the New Orleans Breakers and beyond on Saturday. Fox will carry them on a national TV contract, and he's in the middle of a director of player personnel, and he joins us now from the Big Easy, where it's probably a lot warmer, Matt, than it is here.
Yeah, hey, Maxie, after I listen to that weather, I am really glad where I'm at. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give out the weather report, but trust me, I hear about it daily. And we're actually in Birmingham. We're doing a hub city format.
I didn't realize that. So all your meetings and your training sessions are in Birmingham, even though you're the New Orleans Breakers.
Yeah, we are. And then the plan is to next year go into the markets and do that. And so we're very excited about it. Our first game is Easter Sunday in the afternoon. So hopefully people have a little ham and then enjoy a little football in the afternoon when there's three football games on. Fox, NBC, and stuff like that.
Tell me how you ended up down there. What was your connection? How'd you end up with this job?
I ended up with this job through a friend of mine down with the New Orleans Saints. He connected me to Larry Fedora, who's the head coach here with the New Orleans franchise. Larry and I talked in the morning, and then I was offered the job in the evening, and that's kind of how it happened. It happened in about 24 or 36 hours, and the next thing I know is we're drafting an entire team full of players, and 20 days later. So it was a quick race.
Well, but explain this to me, because I look at your draft picks, and your number one pick for you is a guy named Kyle Sloter, who we know well, because he was up here. I mean, I used to watch him throw after practice, you know, Kirk Cousins and that group, Mannion, and he had a cannon. And he's from Northern Colorado. Yeah. He's with the Broncos. They claimed him off of waivers, got him here. They made a trade for him. I can't remember. But he never really got to play a lot here, just, you know, in pieces here and there. But when I watched him in practice, I thought, wow. But how is he eligible for the draft? How do these draft rules work for the USFL?
Well, what they had to do was they actually had to sign a contract with the league. And then once they signed a contract with the league, we had the opportunity to draft them, and there were about 900 players who eventually signed that. And we talked to Kyle a lot about this, and we thought Kyle needs to play in a regular game. Kyle needs to play at the pro level, and Kyle needs to be able to play an entire game and you know, do that sort of stuff. So when we were talking to him, we were hopeful we got him, and we did get him. And, you know, being from there and knowing, you know, several of the people at the Vikings, I was able to, you know, have good conversations about it. Our coaches were familiar with him. And actually, if you can believe it, it goes so far back that our head coach, Larry Fedora, sent Kyle out of a small Christian school in Atlanta at Southern Mississippi. And when Larry left for North Carolina, Kyle transferred to UNC.
So he wasn't playing him at quarterback either then, was he?
No, he wasn't. He had him at tight end at that point. So even Larry will tell you that he the best coaching job he did was not screw the kid up. So,
but Matt, so anybody that is not under contract with another league, I assume would be first and foremost, but anybody that wants to then can commit themselves and be eligible for the draft. How many years you played in the NFL, none of that stuff matters.
Yeah, none of that really mattered. We evaluated them, and then we evaluated many, many players as a league, and then that pool went in, and then from that pool we drafted drafted our first 35 players, and then we drafted another 10 in a supplemental draft about 10 days later after we figured out where we needed to backfill our roster and things like that. So
that's quite a process. So now the spring leagues have come and gone. Why do you think this one will work?
Well, I believe, and I know this one will work because of the people involved, first and foremost. But most importantly, Fox Sports owns this league and has committed to this league significant resources to ensure that it is successful. And you know, our vice president of football operations is Daryl Johnston. From Fox, Mike Pereira is sure. involved. He's helping on the officiating side.
Got Pereira helping, huh?
Yeah, right.
I did
Pereira
a banquet with him a few years ago. Yeah,
yeah, and his jokes. So
and his joke, yeah, and they come with it every time, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So you know, and we got our officials are all from Power Five conferences, and actually 17. I think he gave this number 17 a couple weeks ago. 17 are in the NFL pipeline, and at least 7 or 8 will be on NFL sidelines this fall. So it's really an opportunity for a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons.
Okay. So,
and,
well, I was just gonna say, so let's say they watch you play on Sunday and an NFL team goes, boy, I really like that kid. We got to get him in here for off season workouts and mini camps though, if we want him, otherwise I'm not interested. How does that work? Are you a minor league, de facto or not?
No. In fact, I would call us a pure standalone league. And completely separate. It doesn't mean there aren't partnerships. It doesn't mean you don't work in conjunction with, and you don't look at these players as having that potential opportunity. But the principal purpose behind this is to be a standalone league on our own, and that's where the support of Fox is huge. The players are not actually eligible to go to the NFL until their contracts are up, and our last game, you know, hopefully with the Breakers, is July 3rd in Canton, Ohio, where we're going to play our championships this year. And and after that, they are eligible to sign with NFL teams. And there's a lot of players here that have a lot of NFL aspirations, and there's a lot of players here that have NFL caliber talent as well.
Matt Bookmeyer is our guest, director of personnel for the New Orleans Breakers and from here originally. How does this compare to your experience in the CFL?
I would say the talent level is probably better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that it's a lot different in terms of the fact that we have, you know, a hub city format that is very different. I've never been a part of something like this where you have 8 teams spending the entire year in a same hotel with coaches and staffs and things like that. So
you're getting to know the opposition really well too.
Well, yeah, and the opposition, you know, half the opposition you already know, right? Mm-hmm. You know these players, you know their names, you've seen them somewhere else. We've had guys, you know, from Canada that have come down. In fact, we're working on a guy right now who is you know, we hope we can get it done. He was the first round pick in the Canadian League, and he chose to come here because he wants to show the NFL that he can play here and things like that. So we're excited about it. There's a couple of guys on our team here from the CFL that I worked hard to get here and advocated for. So I'm very proud of our team. I'm very proud of our roster, and I think we got a good roster. How it plays out, that's yet to be seen. But we'll play 10 games, and hopefully we're in the championship at the end of the year in July.
So when you put a roster together that quickly, is a lot of that just based on video and a phone call? Because you don't have time to watch a lot of, you know, college all-star games and stuff, I would assume.
Right. You know, the benefit you know, this staff that I'm with has is that a majority of them, in fact, most of them are from the college ranks. So their pipelines are pretty deep when we started calling around about players. So we would watch the players, evaluate them, get them a grade, you know, start stacking boards, things like that. Then we would start having them make calls and do the background and what can we learn about a player or something like that. And having the relationships that these guys do across the country with high school coaches, junior college coaches, coaches they've served with that are now at other schools, things like that. It's really beneficial, you know, so it's been helpful from that standpoint in terms of selecting these players. And we've also got players that they're also familiar with, too, as well, sure. And that's helped.
And how big are the rosters?
We got 45 guys on the roster, and there will be 38 active on game day. So it's a pretty tight roster. And, you know, the guys that are playing special teams are playing a lot of football. And the innovations that they're doing here during the games are amazing. There's going to be a chip in the ball.
The chip in the ball do?
There's metrics involved, and I think they're going to be able to track the ball in the air. They're going to be able to judge hang times on punters. They're going to be flight times, arm strength, ball speed, all these things that you never think about when you're sitting there. And then we're also going to have double sky cams, so you'll be able to see it. There's going to be drones flying around watching us from behind. I mean, there's some stuff going on that you don't even think about. But then again, you have the Fox aspect, and they want to see how it all works too. So
generally, I mean, they're playing with things that they think they could introduce to the NFL or at minimum to their broadcast in the fall.
Absolutely. There is a large component that is part of that. And I think it's great because a lot of the things that they're doing are so innovative and so unique and so much fun. I mean, even from a broadcast perspective, it's going to be simulcast. The first game is Saturday night and it's Birmingham and it's Birmingham versus New Jersey. And it's going to be simulcast both on Fox and NBC in the evening Saturday night. I think that's maybe the second time ever something like that's happened. So.
Now, if Fox owns the league, then how does a coach get fired? I mean, because they just want enough teams to play, right? I mean, who holds who accountable, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, we're held accountable to the league and, you know, we're held accountable to each other. And, you know, with a 10-game season, you know, hopefully we're all able to get through it successfully. And make our way through it, but I'm confident of that too. So I'm looking forward to it. I think the enthusiasm behind it is great here. They're very committed. We're all committed to it, and we're working hard to put a great product on the field, and that's what the most important thing too.
Matt, and last, I think people would probably be shocked if they knew how many good football players and players that they had heard of just want a shot. I mean, I'll bet you are just inundated, overly inundated from agents or players, and I'm talking about Power 5 conference players that are just looking for guys that have accomplished a lot that are just looking for a shot.
Well, yeah, and you know, the draft pools the last year and then the next couple of years, including this year, are going to be so, so large due to the COVID problems and the transfers. And so even the NFL draft pool that's usually – you know, roughly 800 is now up to 1600. Those are doubled. So there's just not enough spots for all these guys. And we're hopeful then that some of these guys come along and want to play here as well. So, you know, we'll get to that down the road, but I'm really excited about it. I think we've got a great young team. I think there's a lot of coaches that are really good around here. There's several, I mean, there's a couple of kids from Minnesota, you know, between Slaughter, there's Jake Lucina's here. And Evan Heim from Minnesota State. So Jake.
Yeah, Augustana and Minnesota State. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're down here playing offensive line, and they're playing on the same team next to each other in New Jersey. And, you know, and the Minnesota connections. I mean, there's Gopher all over the place down here. I mean, oh my gosh! I mean, Gordy Shaw's here. Used to be there for a long time.
What's Gordy doing down there? Just checking things out.
I don't know, but every morning I get my weather report from Gordy.
Yeah.
And then Mark Snyder and Kevin Sullivan's the head coach in Houston, so they're on the same staff down there.
Oh boy!
And then I know. And then Skip Holtz is here.
Is he? Oh yeah, he's a head coach, right?
Yeah, he's the head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.